The Sandema Youth Leadership and Skills Training Institute was established in 1995 in one of the NYA training schools nationwide. Programs offered include fashion and design, home economics, electrical installation, building and construction, carpentry, general agriculture, mathematics, English, and entrepreneurship. Since its inception, about 1,575 students, constituting 1,050 males and 525 females, have been produced to augment Ghana's middle-level manpower artisanal workforce. However, the aspiration of the institute to continue complementing the country's artisanal workforce is heavily challenged due to several reasons. Existing structures are dilapidated, some of them posing danger to the lives of students and teaching staff. According to the principal of the institute, Edmond de Graft Sam, topmost among the various challenges of the school is the constant delays in the release of feeding grants.
This phenomenon has led to the casting down of the faces of principals in the society, especially among their peers. Apart from the perennial delays of the feeding grants, the amount itself per student per day is 2 miaga. Whilst the secondary schools are receiving 3 cedis 30 per student per day, we are receiving just 2 cedis per student per day. Meanwhile, we buy from the same market with the same prices of goods and services. Inadequate teaching staff. Ideally, we need 22 instructors to handle all the subjects on the timetable, but we have only 8.
The principal of the school expressed the need for the construction of administration, dormitories for students, dining and assembly halls. Responding to the numerous challenges facing the institute after a familiarization tour, the chief executive officer of the National Youth Authority, Emmanuel Asigri, assured the authorities of the institute that government will tackle the issue of feeding grant arrears.
With regards to the feeding grants for the youth leadership training institutes across the country, this is a situation that we inherited as a government. The system had been running for 2 years without feeding grants to these schools, and the youth leadership training institutes are fully funded by government. And so having that kind of a situation, some of us are wondering how they've been able to make it, you know, for the last 2 years. Plans are far advanced to quickly do transfers to the schools to take care of the arrears and also meet current challenges.